Welcome to the Analyst Podcast Series, practical advice to advance in your professional career from the experts, moving at the speed of you. Thank you for tuning in.
Hey, Anurag, how are you? Hope you had a great new year. I hope your year has started very well so far. I know that we've just been into this year in just 1 week over. I already see a lot of challenges in our IT staffing space. This is something I want to talk to you about. We've also discussed about this last year, but wanted to understand what is your take on it, given the way the year has started.
Thanks, Geeta. I know you also have an absolute, a great start for the new year. I know we are halfway, second week of January. We say it like, this is going to be another big 2022, with the challenges that we have seen last year. I'm certain that this year is going to be more business and but more challenges to come through with it. But we know how the overall IT world has changed to an IT digital platform world, which is, some of the colossal growth that the whole world has seen. And in last year, which was even unprecedented, through the year challenges. This year, we are certain that we will grow our businesses. But that will come along with some of the new challenges that we will go through it. Now, I know with few challenges that we have discussed, towards our business and different services we had been offering to our clients and their increasing demands, we have laid down few platforms, that we were discussing, until end of last year, Q4. We have already started, working through setting up goals and reviewing matrices for different teams and different projects. We have already done that. We are already in the game for 2022. We have at a leadership level, we have invested in and had been working with different vendors on multiple recruitment tools that we can add on. A few of them are, could AI built-in robust tools that can help, our recruiting business line. One more thing that we know, we also change our approach. We are now more customer focused, and seeing the customer experience with the different services we had been offering, but also taking feedback from the candidate side, how was the candidate experience working through our recruitment strategies.
I hear you, Anurag. I totally hear you. With that, I know I'm most importantly wanting to talk about the challenge in the market for the candidates, right? The supply and the demand is not matching, right? And every client is asking for resources these days to support their needs. What is your take on it? And what do you think we should do to sort this issue? What do you think on that?
I know this is one biggest challenge. And for that piece only, we had been, I say one of the biggest thing is, building social media recruitment platform, which is one of the areas we had been working, few channels that we have worked towards how we can go ahead, utilizing marketing team, utilizing much more branding in local geography, market for the clients.
I think networking is big, right? Networking with especially placed candidates who are currently on billing with our clients. I think that is one other aspect to focus on too, right?
Absolutely. So networking, how do recruiters learn to go ahead and brand themselves, spotlighting some of our key successes on various channels that we have, social medias, testimonials has helped us a lot to engage interest from the market.
Correct. When we are seeing all these, right, I'm also thinking about one other way. What can we do to build our delivery team? Because same challenges that we have in having or finding the right recruiters to support our delivery team to support our clients. So we need to find some solution for that, because the challenge in finding the recruiters is the same challenge, is almost similar or the same challenge that we have in finding the right resources for our clients. What is your thoughts on that?
I know that talent acquisition everywhere has been investing much time and money and constantly hiring people from the market. But one of the major things that we have learned, referrals have come through a long way in past few quarters and past year, and referrals is going to be a much more important piece this year onwards. So
true. But one thing also, Anurag, is that I think the referrals and what we find in the market, we find seasoned folks, right? I heard that we are doing a lot more campus recruitment this year, where we can train people from the scratch, get them into the groove of what recruitment is all about. That way, we convert these junior or freshers into a season four kind of scenario. So I think that is one other aspect that we can think of. What are the things that you think we can do more to bridge this gap?
You're right, Ankita. Like you mentioned, you know, this year, I know some of our investment has been going towards campus, you know, constant campus hiring, which is we have been discussing how we can run through this throughout the year. You know, the discussions had been through like monthly campus hiring, you know, approaching different colleges, different freshers, you know, graduates who want to get into recruitment model. Along with that, like I was saying, you know, referral program is again a big thing that we are trying to build in. And we have done few things last year to you know, to make sure that recruitment you know, of these recruiters, building our own team, has been in constant model, that we can have enough of our employees to help our clients, you know, cater business that they had been sharing. But another thing, like, you know, which is what we wanted to do in this year, is making it much more fun filled, you know, with multiple activities we do, motivating our current employee strength, current recruiters, to the next level where they can go ahead and they are not stressful, right? That we have seen even early of 2021. So our motto has been like, okay, we will go ahead and build our teams, you know, build their morals, keep them motivated. But along with that, how we can go ahead and have our environment in a fun-filled, you know, as a fun-filled environment, more than just, you know, work balance, you know, making that balance, work-life balance, and keeping their stress level down to get better business.
I hear you, because the traditional model doesn't work anymore. You come, work, and go home. That doesn't work. I think especially the Gen Zs want to work hard and they want to play harder also, right? So I think what we have suggested, making the place a fun place to be in, I think that also maintaining the work-life balance, I think that's a great way to make sure we attract talent to us, is what I would say.
Yeah, so we are happy, Geeta, that we can do it ahead of the time, and we have been building strong and fun-filled team, you know, doing different activities, doing different internal competitions. We have been, in fact, we have been discussing lately that how we can do a, you know, like we do a World Cup for, you know, NFL. We have been planning to do internally among the group, and we are okay. You know, we have laid out the plan, and we will be implementing this across the team. So it's going to be more fun, right? With big enterprise company like us, how we can go ahead and compete among ourselves, and without effect, you know, it's gonna be, you know, not impacting our business, rather, you know, employees being happy and competing among ourselves, looking as in healthy competition, you know, this is gonna help.
I agree, because last year the contest we ran was a huge success. I think the team was all thrilled, they all participated well, and many people made good in their goals, and they did receive paybacks also they did get. So with that, these days, what is happening also, I feel that in the market, every candidate that the team is reaching out to, everyone has multiple positions or multiple opportunities in their hand. I know that you and me are both trying the best not to sell our client, not to sell this is the rate, this is the tenure kind of scenario, right? We are trying not to sell it per se, but try and see how the consultants can see the value add in supporting our clients or working with our clients. So with that, these are the things that I'm trying to see what we can do to make sure we can get more people added to our clients. How are you handling it at your end for your clients? How are you supporting that gap?
So Geeta, we are building a smart recruit center here, you know, which can offer better recruiters productivity, which is, you know, fostering collaboration among the group, among the client, among the sales side and the business side. And along with that, like as I was telling initially, we are trying to implement, you know, how we can engage better candidate experience, you know, how we go ahead and get them through the hiring process. So we have built up some teams that are gonna, you know, take some survey and review their experiences, how they have been going through their life cycle, you know, while we are onboarding. And we do have consultant care teams that take care of, you know, later on, you know, once the candidate consultants are on the project, We take care of their overall experience that they have seen through our project lifecycle. Now, I know the challenges that you mentioned, you know, market where, you know, every candidate resource is having multiple options. Our approach, you know, has been that we will go ahead and understand the expectation of the candidate and doing a source map rather than doing finding consultants against a job. We are trying to do, we are going in the job market based on our client need, but we are trying to do a source map with the expectation of the candidate, what they are looking up in their future engagements, future projects. So that has really helped us. And I know this strategy is more like, you know, where it's a much more win rather than we have issues later on where we were not able to close the right type of job for the candidate. I see this as a, you know, all three-side win, because I know client will be happy once they see the right kind of, you know, right potential candidate who is more willing to join the project, and you know, candidate who has a good experience and feels like, you know, this is more of a dream job, this is more of a dream project that they have been looking. So the strategy is that we will not just find candidates for the job, but we will try to find and match up jobs for the candidates, you know, expectation. So all three wins over there, you know, everyone is happy. And, you know, this is going to keep, ultimately, you know, we are happy with this, where we know that this is going to, you know, have much better business side. The thing that I was mentioning, collaborating and building trust relationship with these candidates, it's going to come to the picture where we know and we will be able to help them.
I like your approach. I do like it. And I think we are pretty much saying the same things that what we're trying to do with our teams and how do we build the clients and the candidate pool, right? I know that we have to come up with these innovative, creative ideas to and go outside the box to do all these things. Having said that, do you have any other approach, anything else that we can think of to bridge this gap or to make it better for our clients and our consultants?
Yeah, so like I was mentioning, we are doing regular follow-ups. We have, you know, our from recruiters to our backend teams, they had been following up. They had been building, you know, trusted relationships, not just getting to know about what project they are doing, but to get to their, you know, get to know about their situations, you know, find out what how their families are doing, you know. And we have had multiple offerings that we had been doing through that process, that if any candidate need any help, anything that they have as a suggestion, we had been you know, taking their advices and trying to implement across. We have done that, and you know, all these things really has helped us. You know, but like as I was saying initially, that our approach is that we will go ahead and see how does the consultant expectation, you know, upfront, rather, you know, trying to resolve it and find out business is affected. Otherwise, we are trying to find out, you know, candidate feels like, you know, this is a potential and a dream job for them. So this is going to be there. And as we move into digital world, a lot of virtual platforms, you know, happy hours, I can say, you know, these are more like, you know, getting to know each other meetings that we have been conducting with our resources, not just internal employee, all as much as possible with our consultant market consultants that we had been, you know, doing throughout last year. We are going to be doing this moving forward for any you know, at any level. And one thing I know, Geeta, which is which concern on these things is how does we help iterations? This has helped us, right? Because we know that, you know, why would someone has to resign or leave or term, you know, then we know we have already worked with them. We know if they have any issues, we are trying to work that out through these different sessions we do with them. But like I said, you know, bi-weekly, our consultant care team gets and engage with them to know they're all good, they're all happy, they're all healthy. They like the project. They are good with their project deliverables.
Yeah, look at them not only as a billable consultant, but more as that employee-employer relationship, building that association, right?
Exactly. You know, this has helped us. You know, we are not standing as a, you know, consulting market, but more like, you know, we stand as a people's company. You know, whenever they need help, understanding their requirements, you know, whether it's professional or it's even we are going to, up to the personal level to understand and help them and support
Work
them.
Together as a family, right? Work together as a family, yeah.
We are a family, you know, everyone within the tough time has been a family. So we consider consultants as a family part.
Yeah, true. Very, very well said, Anurag. Really, it has been amazing talking to you. I know we don't get time often to connect, but I'm glad we did. We should do this often to see how we can brainstorm and do better for ourselves, for our team, and for our company. I think we should do it often.
Likewise, Geeta. I'm also very excited, thrilled for 2022. I'm sure, you know, we're going to do much more better. We already have plans and vision and goals that are all, you know, we all have set up different matrices and different things that we're going to be accomplishing. But I like one thing for the fact is, Geeta, like, you know, we certainly need to connect too often, you know, because it helps us to grow our business.
Yeah. But thank you. Well said. Cheers to that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Go farther with analysts. Thank you for tuning into the Analyst Podcast, professional advice to advance in your career. For more information, visit our resource candidate library at analyst.com. Moving at the speed of you.